Tape Desk Tutorial, Rewind Moment Balance in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School D&B Vibes. Advanced Edits Lesson. Let's go. Today you're building that classic tape stop, tape rewind dusty moment you hear in proper jungle intros, breakdowns, and those 16 or 32 bar switches. But we're doing it the grown-up way, not just slapping on an effect and praying. The whole theme is moment balance, meaning the rewind has to be obvious, dramatic, and authentic, but it cannot steal the drop's power. The drop must still feel bigger. We'll get excitement through contrast, tone, width, and micro silence, not just turning the rewind up. All right, first, quick session prep so you don't destroy your mix. Group your project into buses, drums, bass, music, and VOX or FX. This routing is what keeps the rewind from turning into a random full mix accident. Now create an audio track called Rewind Print. This is where we're going to print a consistent rewind source. Then create a return track called Tape Dust. Optional but very useful, another return called Rewind Space, for a big dubby throw if you want that Rivera drama. The reason we do it this way is simple. You can automate a moment cleanly, and you can undo it cleanly. The rewind is a fill, not a new section of the tune. Next, choose your rewind source. This is where most people mess up. Old school tape rewinds usually grab the drums and music, but the sub either ducks hard or drops out. If you rewind full sub plus kick, it's almost guaranteed to smear, peak, and make your drop feel smaller. So pick something like the last one or two beats before the drop. A stab plus a break hit is perfect. A vocal chop plus a snare fill, also perfect. Try not to rewind super wide reverb tails. Those smear into a blur and you lose the zip of the edit. Now build the tape dust return. We are keeping this stock, controllable, and mix safe. On the tape dust return, load vinyl distortion. Turn tracing model on. Drive somewhere around 1.5 to 4. Keep it tasteful. Crackle maybe 2 to 6. Pinch 0.5 to 2. Dust 3 to 8. The vibe is worn. Not internet lo-fi presets screaming over the track. After that, EQ 8. High pass it around 250 to 500 Hz. This is non-negotiable. Tape dirt should not fight your low end. If you want more needle grit, add a gentle boost in the 3 to 7K area. Then auto filter, set to low pass 24. Bass cut off somewhere like 8 to 14K. We're going to automate that later so the tape feels like it's closing in. Then, yes, drum bus on noise. It works. Drive 2 to 8, crunch 5 to 20, and keep boom off, because we're not trying to invent low end. Then utility. You can set width anywhere from about 70 to 120% depending on the track, but here's the key, start the return effectively silent. In practice, you're going to automate the send level from your source tracks, not ride the return fader like a DJ the whole time. Goal, a dust layer that blooms into the rewind, then disappears instantly so the drop feels clean and modern. Now let's print our rewind clip. This is the big workflow upgrade. We resample so the rewind is consistent every time, and we're not relying on some live processing moment that changes each bounce. On rewind print, set audio from to resampling, arm the track, and record a short pass. 4 to 8 bars is fine, as long as it includes the moment you want to rewind from. While recording, solo only what you actually want captured. Usually that's drums plus music. And here's your sub-discipline. Either mute bass entirely while printing, or keep only mid-bass and remove the sub. You can bring the sub back after the rewind. The crowd will forgive a half bar of missing sub. They won't forgive a drop that suddenly feels weak, because your rewind ate all the headroom. Now you've got audio to mangle. Open the clip, turn warp on, and choose the right warp mode. For breaks, beats mode is your friend. Preserve transients, and set envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. This keeps the drums punchy during time crunching. For tonal material like pads and stabs, Complex Pro can sound smoother, but it can smear drum transients. So an advanced move here is duplicating the printed audio. One track treated like break material in beats mode, another treated like music material in Complex Pro, and you blend them. That gets you clarity plus vibe. Now we make the actual rewind move. In arrangement view, locate the hit right before the drop. Take a short segment, usually one beat to two beats worth of audio. Duplicate it to a new spot so you're working destructively without fear. Reverse that duplicated audio. Now compress it in time by dragging the right edge shorter, maybe down to one beat or even half a beat. Warp must be on for this to behave. But the key is, our rewind isn't just reverse audio. It accelerates. So add warp markers inside that reversed segment and pull the later markers closer together. You're literally forcing it to speed up into the end. The end of the rewind should feel like it's being yanked into the transition. Now the secret sauce. The tape motor pitch move. Enable clip transpose automation for that rewind segment. Dart around 0 semitones, then ramp up quickly to about plus 7 to plus 12 semitones near the end. Yes, up. It sells the motor speeding up. If it goes cartoon mode, back it off to plus 5 to 7. You want rave tape deck, not comedy chipmunk. Optional but super effective. Right after the rewind ends, on the first drop hit, do a tiny settle. A micro dip of about minus 2 semitones for like 20 to 60 milliseconds. It gives this mechanical catch feeling, like the transport re-engaged. Now we gain to moment balance, the part that separates an advanced edit from a loud gimmick. First, sub-discipline, mandatory. During the rewind, either mute the sub for half a bar to a bar, or high-pass the rewind print around 120 to 200 Hz with EQ8. Sub-rewinding creates random peaks and eats headroom. And headroom is literally drop impact. Second, control the peak level with the ceiling. On your rewind print chain, add saturator with soft clip-on, drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, then a limiter with a ceiling around minus 1 dB. And here's the mindset. Your master should feel like it steps sideways during the rewind, not upward. If the rewind only feels exciting when it's louder than the drop, it's not shaped enough yet. Shape it with band limiting, width change, silence, tone shift, not level. Third, microsilence. Put a tiny gap right before the rewind ends, like 10 to 40 milliseconds. A hard cut, or volume automation dip. That microscopic void makes the next transient feel huge. It's one of those tricks that sounds like nothing in solo, but in context it's the difference between cool effect and the whole room just leaned forward. Now automate the tape dust so it blooms like a real edit. On your source buses, usually drums and music, automate the send to the tape dust return. Start at negative infinity, meaning no dust. About 1 bar before the rewind, rise gradually to around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. During the rewind, spike briefly to minus 8 to minus 4 dB, and immediately after, snap back to negative infinity, so the drop is clean. Then automate the auto-filter cutoff on the return. Maybe 14k 1 bar before, sweeping down to around 4 to 8k during the rewind, then jump back up or mute the return. That closing in is the psychological cue. It tells the listener something is happening without you having to blast the level. Quick realism tip. Automate dust and crackle intensity so it peaks slightly before the rewind, then reduces during the fastest part. In real tape moments, the dirt feels like it surges into the event, not necessarily during the zip itself. Optional. Add a rewind space return. This is where you do a classic throw, but only on the last hit into the rewind. Set up echo, like a dotted eighth or quarter vibe. Filter it so there's no sub, then a reverb with a medium to large size, decay 2 to 5 seconds, and a bit of pre-delay. Put a limiter on the return so it can't jump scare your master. Then automate the send so only the last snare or stab gets tossed into space. If you throw the whole rewind into huge reverb, you lose punch and the groove falls apart. Now some arrangement notes so it feels jungle correct. Classic placements. Intro into drop. 16 bars in. 1 beat rewind. Slam the drop. Or end of 32 bars. Rewind into a new break or bass. Or the fake out. Rewind into half time for 4 bars. Then double time drop. Old school trick. After the rewind, do 1 bar of kickless break. Just snares and tops. It resets the dance floor's grid and makes the full drums hitting again feel even heavier. And while we're talking grid, treat the rewind like a fill, not a new section. Keep a quiet anchor so dancers don't lose the pulse. A closed hat at very low level, or a ghost snare on the grid, can keep the body locked while the audio is doing gymnastics. Let's cover the common mistakes fast. Mistake 1. Rewinding the sub. Don't. You lose headroom and the drop shrinks. Mistake 2. Using only reverb and delay to make it big. Big isn't the goal. Readable is the goal. Punchy is the goal. Mistake 3. Overcrackle. If the dust becomes the main element, you're not doing a rewind moment. You're doing a lo-fi interlude. Mistake 4. No contrast. If the rewind is as loud and bright as the drop can't lift. Mistake 5. Warp mode mismatch. Complex Pro on hard breaks often smears. Beats mode usually wins for jungle drums. Now a couple advanced variations if you want to level this up. Try a DJ style hand break. Take a 1 beat slice. Duplicate it 3 to 5 times progressively shorter. Half beat. Quarter beat. Eighth beat. Reverse each one. And use fade so it feels like someone physically rocking the reel. Or do a 2 stage rewind. A subtle tease for half a beat. then the aggressive zip in the final quarter to half beat. That reads intentional and avoids the one obvious effect vibe. Or add a motor layer. Make a new audio track called Motor. Use a noise source, bandpass it around 200 to 800 Hz, saturate it softly, add a slow tremolo or autopan wobble around 1 to 2 Hz, and automate it so it ramps into the rewind and stops dead on the drop. Keep it quiet. It's felt more than heard, but it makes the whole moment sound mechanical instead of just reversed audio. And here's a translation check you should actually do. Mono compatibility. Dust layers plus whitening can vanish or phase weird on club rigs. Put a utility mono toggle somewhere handy and audition the rewind in mono. If the impact collapses, narrow the dust and space returns, or reduce stereo modulation. Mini practice exercise, about 15 minutes. Take an 8-bar loop. Break, stab, bass, around 165 to 170 BPM. Print drums plus music into rewind print via resampling. Create a 1-beat rewind right before bar 9. Reverse, time compress, transpose ramp to about plus 9 semitones. Automate the tape, dust send, fade up for 1 bar, spike on the rewind, kill on the drop. Add a 20 millisecond silence before the drop.